Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 4, 2024. Michael Leitman on the Times of Israel, who is an actual scientist. To myself, I am only a child playing on the beach, while vast oceans of truth lie undiscovered before me. Isaac Newton. This is a normal phenomenon precisely because Newton explored and felt the world, so he considered himself a child. His attitude was that if he found a few mere pebbles, he would consider himself lucky, not letting his pride get the better of him, that it was given to him. Today, the methods of inner contemplation that Newton used to investigate the world have been replaced with technical and technological methods. That is why there are no more Newtons. The last Newton was, I would say, Lev Landau. There was no one like that after him. A scientist is one who wants to understand the meaning of the existence of our world. The field of science one works in does not matter, whether it is biology, technology, physics or whatnot, but one who seeks to understand the nature of the existence of our world is a true scientist. The time of the Newton kinds of scientists has ended. No scientists could rise as much as they were supposed to by nature, because genuine science is in conflict with government interests. Scientists today participate in various seminars and academies that they have organized for them. Other than that, they are kept silent and work to fulfill the demands to make various technologies and weapons. If we took Newton from his era and brought him here, as he is, without anyone else's influence, I think that he would not respond positively to instructions to make nuclear and hydrogen bombs, and other weapons. Each scientist, in accordance with the depth of their attainment, simultaneously feels the height of science and cannot connect it with those egoistic, mercantile demands that the government offers. Perceive the Creator through the picture of the world. The whole existence that the Creator spins before me is just a picture through which He wants to teach me to directly connect with Him. By trying to discern Him through this picture, I am learning. I stop paying attention to it by shifting it from external representation to internal. And then I begin to discern not the picture itself, but only Him. The picture somehow enters me, gets into my mind and feelings. I absorb it within me, like in a computer where new data or programs are input, and I catch them on the internet, record them, and incorporate them within me. So, I begin to penetrate more and more into Him, and download all these programs into myself. Programs are all the images, both of myself and of others that appear to me as such. Thus, I come to a state where I see, feel, and perceive His plan. Moreover, I do not just guess and feel it, but progressively become like Him, otherwise, I will not be able to guess and feel any of that. That is, through external representations, images, and pictures of the world that I gradually incorporate within me, I can understand Him more deeply, more clearly, and become more like Him. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The Creator is Everywhere, December 24, 2011. Is it possible to live without fear? Question: Love is a quality of joy. Is it possible to call it faith? Answer: No, these are completely different categories. Question: Is it possible to live without fear if you believe everything around you is love and there is nothing to fear, and from that, you experience joy? Answer: Yes, but you have to figure out why you are doing this. Is it, perhaps, for the reason to escape fear? From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 11, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. Joy with Trembling. The Essence of the Correction of Humanity. Question: In the article The Last Generation, Balha Sulam describes how all types of nature, including humans, develop. All animals remain at the same level, but the human continues to constantly develop. What level should our development reach? Answer, it should reach the level of the Creator. First, we must develop at the level of our world, and then our spiritual development starts rising from our world through the worlds of Usia, Yetzira, Beria, Adzilut, Adam Kadmon into the world of infinity. When our physiological body reaches its final development, then only the inner essence of a person will develop. The article says that a person has some kind of mirror through which he can see and understand the meaning of his correction. This mirror is located inside us, inside the brain, so to speak, and gives us the opportunity to correctly determine our properties, the properties of the surrounding world, and our connection with it. The essence of the correction is to bring all of nature into global interaction. From CapTV's Era of the Last Generation, February 4, 2024. Call forth streams of goodness. We exist in a single system, and when we communicate, even just physically without understanding anything else, we still make some inclusions in this system. Constantly. The only problem is that, usually, our connections with each other are harmful, destructive, and egoistic. We do not help each other become active, useful elements that cause good flows in the system that would pass through us to others. To the extent that we cause flows of goodness to others, to that extent they flow through you. People do not understand this, and when they think evil about others, they attract evil to themselves. They include themselves in an actively negative element, and all evil goes through them to others. Such people seem to succeed in something, but they only cause harm. To feel this, we must feel the system at least a little. Even based on the purely speculative idea that we are in an integral system, that we are its private parts that pass through flows of information and feelings, we can conclude that we know about the universe, about us, and about the global world in which we exist. We know hundreds of scientists' opinions on this topic that have revealed this at the biological, geological, and zoological level, from Vernadsky to the present day. But humanity is simply spoiling the vast, kind, revitalizing environment we find ourselves in. We do the same with our spiritual sphere as we defile the globe in its pristine goodness, health, and perfection. If a person understood what he was doing, he would remain silent and give out only such thoughts, words, and desires that move toward the goal, the complete, apparent unification of humanity in a good way. From CapTV's I Got a Call. Effective Wisdom Transfer, December 28, 2011. So the spiritual vessel will not disappear. Question: what efforts are we talking about when it comes to building a kli, spiritual vessel? Answer: we must build a kli for the whole ten so that we can all fit into it together and turn to the Creator. This can only be done by connection. Question: it is said that if you do not apply the necessary measure of effort, the kli will disappear. What does it mean? After all, we know that nothing disappears in spirituality. Answer: the appeal to the Creator, the desire to get closer to Him, the desire to unite with the friends, and to bring them all together eludes a person. All of this can disappear. Question: but in any case, a person cannot lose it forever. All the same, the Creator will lead him to acquire this kli. Answer: in the end, of course. But it is unknown how and when. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 19, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam, Completing the Labor. There is no greater curse than lack of faith in the Creator. Question: in Balha Sulam's article 236 from the book Shamati, it says there is no greater curse than lack of faith. Who curses a person? Answer: his egoism, when a person does not want to use the ego. It tears us apart from each other and the Creator. Egoism rebels, and sometimes we feel how it curses us. The root of the curse is our evil inclination, which does not want to agree with what we receive, but demands more for itself. To protect from this, we must become humble and make ourselves as a zero. Egoistic qualities are against our unity. They want us to neglect the Creator and what He gives us. Every day, new sensations arise within us. That is where we must understand ourselves and where we are going. Everything comes from the Creator. Therefore, we must justify all His actions, come closer to each other, and by doing so, kill egoism. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 14, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. My adversaries curse me all the day. Questions about spiritual work, 88. Question: what is the connection between the Holy Shekhinah and Adam HaRishon? Answer: there is a significant difference between them. The Shekhinah is a part of the Creator, while Adam HaRishon is the general form of all created beings. Question: we always begin the fulfillment of commandments with some transgression. What changes when we have the opportunity to put intention on this commandment? Answer: your attitude toward the action changes, the correction of intention occurs, and then the action becomes a commandment. Question: what does it mean to attain the upper abundance in practice? Answer: the upper abundance is the revelation of the Creator. If you want the other souls to receive it through you, they do it with the light you received from the Creator. Question: can we say that in spirituality, the forces of good and evil stand before each other and are somehow equal? Answer: no, because even the smallest particle of egoism corrupts everything completely. Question: if the Creator wants to delight His creations, why does it say in the sources that He does not need practical realization? Answer: the Creator needs nothing, not even to fill us. We need this to become like the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 22, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. A mitzvah that comes through transgression.